If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up? This your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's the final hour on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. One of the great shooters in NBA history, Big Shot Bob, Robert Horry, will join us on loan from Spectrum Sportsnet as the Nuggets close out the Lakers. Well, at least they got a win this year as opposed to last year. Thunder sweep the Pelicans, Celtics up 3-1 on the Heat, but they may have lost Kristaps Porzingis for a little while as he injured his calf. 76ers at the Knicks coming up tonight. Just got word that Joel Embiid missed the morning shoot-around ahead of Game 5 tonight because he has a migraine. Also, Kelly Oubre Jr., he missed the shoot-around. He has an illness. So you already have Embiid, who is questionable with that left knee injury. He's banged up. Bell's palsy in his face, and now you have a migraine. Watch him go for 50 tonight. By the way, according to DraftKings, the Sixers are getting 4. The over-under for Joel Embiid is 32.5. Over-under Jalen Brunson, 34.5. Tyrese Maxey over-under 25.5. Magic are getting 4.5 against the Cavs, and the Bucks are getting 4 against the Pacers. Poll question for the final hour is going to be what, Seton O'Connor?
Yeah, Dan, right now we had better signing yesterday, Travis Kelce or Jason Kelce. Right now it's gotten much closer, actually. It's 52% now, say Jason Kelce. It was up to almost over 60 before.
All right.
Which is pretty good. And then we were just putting up there, how many more years does LeBron James continue to play? 1, 2, 3 or more? 2 feels like the safe answer. It almost feels like what I should have done was put 1 or 3 or more. If he's more likely to go one of the two ways.
Retirement would be shocking right now.
That would be.
That would shock a lot of people. I'm going to guess, I'm going to say two. I don't know if Bronny gets drafted and he gets drafted by the Lakers, LeBron's on the Lakers, then he plays one season, then he's accomplished what he wants to accomplish. I don't know how important winning another title is as opposed to playing on the same team with your son. And I don't know if you can have both. Because if you would have said LeBron and AD were going to be somewhat healthy this year or play in over 70 games, I would have said, I'll sign up for that. And Austin Reeves would play in over 70 games. Okay. And then I'm thinking the younger guys you're bringing in, now I got a deep roster. Now I got somebody who can counteract Denver. Now we can bring in reinforcements here. I don't have to have LeBron and AD play all those minutes in all those games. And they're going to be fresh when we get to the postseason. Well, they struggled towards the finish line as far as where they were seated. And it feels like it's been an uphill climb. And then you run into the team that swept you last year. And you end up winning one game. And then you have Jamal Murray beat you at the buzzer again. Was this a good year for the Lakers? I'd say no. It almost feels like it could have been a good year. It was just bad timing that you ran into Denver once again. And I said it and I was told by this by an NBA person, you want to play Denver early, you don't want to play them late. Because once they get into that playoff rhythm, they're going to be really hard to beat. I said, well, it feels like they're hard to beat no matter when. And he said, no, if you're going to, like the Lakers were in an enviable position, if there is such a thing, facing Denver, it's get them early. But they play them close. But the difference is, normally you would think a LeBron team would be the team that wins in the end. It's close. You like their chances. But even at the very end, and it was a microcosm to me of maybe what's happened with this team. No timeout. And really, they had no idea what they were doing after Jamal Murray hits the shot. At some point, don't you say, hey, if they make a shot, this is the play. I thought Joker made one of the smartest moves. It was so small, but you have to watch it again. LeBron gets the ball inbounds, and you know the sideline, the baseline is your friend, and Joker, you know, kind of guides him over to the side. LeBron has to give the ball up. Prince has a shot at the very end, and they bow out. But it was very subtle. You must go up the middle of the court. You never go to the left or right side. The middle of the court's your friend. And LeBron went to the left. Joker cut him off. And then all of a sudden, you'd have to throw it up. And then it's a desperation shot. 3 seconds to go, you can get a shot. 3.6 seconds. You can get a shot. And you can see Austin Reeves. He's going down the sidelines. AD doesn't even look. He gets it right to LeBron. Well, I don't want it to LeBron if he's getting it 90 feet away from the basket. Can I make an inbounds pass where maybe we're going to be 60 feet away, where we can get a really good look there? But no timeout, and Denver advances here. All right, tonight, 76ers, Knicks, Magic, Cavs, Pacers, and the Bucks. Poll question for the final hour. Are we going to change anything up? Seton O'Connor?
Yeah, no, we're going to see how much longer LeBron is still playing, Dan.
Okay. Yep. So Joel Embiid has a migraine, bad knee, and I haven't heard if there's any update on his availability there. Yes, Marvin.
Yeah, but don't you want to be at the Garden tonight? They're going to have a championship parade if the Knicks win tonight.
Oh, here we go.
They're up 3-1?
Here we go.
Oh, my. Every time they advance to a round, the Knicks fans never seem to disappoint.
There's going to be some youngsters. They're going to have their shirts off, and there's going to be rallying cry, and they're going to be yelling and screaming. Yeah.
Like, we want Boston. No, you go, no. You don't want Boston.
You're getting Boston. At least one of the following, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, has played in the second round of the NBA playoffs every postseason since 2006. 2005 NBA postseason, the last time none of these players played in the second round of the playoffs.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Alrighty, a couple of phone calls in here. Tom in Philly leads us off, final hour. Hi, Tom. What's on your mind today?
Dan, good morning. How are you?
Great.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
My wife and I read the Billy Joel show on Friday as well. It was an incredible show. And we see you and Christy Brinkley up on the Jumbotron during Uptown Girl.
We were not together, though. Tom, Christy and I were not together.
No. Yes. You were separate, but okay. You were both showed up on the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
And then after the show, we're taking a pedicab to meet up with friends for drinks, Rosen and Jess. And we're blaring Captain Jack and singing along. And we have this woman pull up next to us a couple of times, and she's filming us. And all of a sudden, we realize it's Christy Brinkley filming us. So we get out in traffic, and we're taking pictures with Christy. She could not have been nicer. She's coming back from the show. She's so friendly. And then this morning, we found out she put us up on her Instagram. So
awesome.
It was an incredible night, incredible show. Just wanted to share that with you because I knew you were there.
Thank you, Tom. Yeah, I'm looking. They're playing Uptown Girl, and then I look up on the Jumbotron. Christy Brinkley's up there, and I look down the row that I'm in about 20 feet, and there she is just dancing, singing. It's like she heard the song for the first time. And it's supposed to be written about her. Yes, Marv.
How many artists can do what Billy Joel did? Like just go to an arena, Staples, the Garden, TD Garden.
I thought you meant his dating history. I totally thought you meant his dating history.
Well, that too. But How many people can have a residency somewhere outside of Vegas, like at an arena that seats 20,000 and pack it every single time you perform?
Well, East Coast guy, New York guy, Garden, Springsteen could do it. I mean, there's a few artists that can do it. Now, if you're talking about bands or just a singular, an artist, you know, then that's probably a little bit smaller number that are able to pull that off. But Billy Joel at one point reportedly was dating Christy Brinkley and Elle McPherson. Like, come on.
That's like Bo Jackson making the Pro Bowl in two different sports.
That is stat of the day right there. I don't know if Elle McPherson's ever made stat of the day, but she's made my stat of the day. But do you imagine that? Christy Brinkley and then Elle McPherson. Good for him. Adam in Los Angeles. Good morning, Adam. What's on your mind? Hey, Adam. Well, I did make him wait for an hour. Sean in Sacramento. Hi, Sean. Welcome back.
Yo, my uncle from another mother. My brother's behind the boards. Great conversation, man. I got to say, for that AT&T commercial, it's because they did the exact wrong thing. You usually want the opposite from your athletes. They stay silent, maybe drop a line or two, and you let a real actor handle the business. Ivana Vontra, whatever that model's name is, she should have been headlining that commercial, but I'll go ahead and lay down on that one. But I did want to comment, though. Seton opened up a can of worms earlier with the whole best meal of the day. And I'm a big proponent of breakfast for dinner, usually around 2 a.m., usually after hitting a couple of bars. And you're 100% right, Seton. Italy, terrible breakfast country, man. If I had to have one more espresso or cappuccino with a soft pastry, come on, man. You got to get some meats, man. They got to get some heavier breakfast items out there.
Okay, but here's the problem. Thank you, Sean. Having just gotten back from Italy, they eat so late that they then get up late. And then they get up late, and it's already time for a cappuccino and espresso pastry. And then they'll get to lunch, and then they'll take their nap. And then all of a sudden they come back later in the day, and then they go have dinner at 9 o'clock at night. Breakfast isn't important because they're not up early for breakfast. That's what I'm surmising from the situation. Yes, Egan.
It's a great coffee culture. I'm all about the cappuccino, espresso, all of it. Heck yeah, just let's get some eggs going sometime in the morning.
I don't get this, where we would walk by and there'd be like this place where you would just get these little cups of cappuccino.
Yeah.
And I said to my wife, I said, they only give you a little bit. She goes, well, they have to just give you a little bit because it's going to carry the rest of the day.
If you go to like a rest stop on a highway, on an Italian highway, you could stop off and get gas or whatever, and you jump in, you're going to get a coffee. The coffees are that big. You sit there right at the counter, you drink the coffee, leave the cup, and then take off.
It'd be like if you went into a bar and said, just give me a shot, and you did a shot, and then you left.
It's exactly what it is. That's exactly what the rest stops are like. The rest stops, by the way, are awesome. You can get phenomenal sandwiches there.
Yeah. Jimmy in Arizona. Hi, Jimmy. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Jim.
When you were talking about the NFL schedule, I was going to throw out if they go to an 18-game schedule, they need to go to 20 weeks, add two byes. Then take the byes and work them with the Thursday night games so there's no more two games in 5 days. They could easily work the schedule, maybe give up 1 or 2 weeks of the Thursday game. But now you have 10 days to prepare, 10 days. If you want to get 18 games safely, they got to get rid of the two games in 5 days, and they could do it very easily by adding a bye, two preseason games. I mean, go through the season, and we end up on President's Day. Thanks, fellas.
Thank you, Jimmy. I agree. I've said that before. You can't have professional football players play two games in 5 days. Can't do it. And somehow they figured that out. Look, I wasn't big with expanding. Like, I don't want everybody making the playoffs. I don't need, you know, more games. I need better games. I need healthy players to be able to play. Because, let's face it, you get to 18, you get to 20, it's just a game of attrition. How many guys are going to be able to play those games? At what point do you get load management in the NFL? Mike in L.A. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. You know, when I was watching that first round of the NFL draft, there's always going to be that one team that makes me scratch my head. And until this morning, it was Atlanta. But now thinking about, you know, their tampering charges and possibly losing that first round pick, I think in lieu of that, they just said, hey, let's just take a quarterback right now. And now it makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, that was brought up to me, that if you lose your first round pick next year, but how high are you going to be picking next year? You have the eighth pick. If Kirk Cousins plays well, then maybe you're in the 20s next year. Maybe you don't have that opportunity. I understand it, but I don't think I'm taking Michael Penix because we're going to lose a first-round pick because we were tampering. Let's you know, go back to the beginning here. Why did you feel the need to tamper with Kirk Cousins? You want him so badly, and then do you really want him badly? You kind of want him badly. It's like when you are trying to get this girl to date you, and then she dates you, and then you go, okay. Hey, who's that? Well, that's what happened. Kirk, will you go out with us? Kirk, would you please go out with us? You will go out with us? Oh, okay. Oh, wait a minute. Look at that. Who's that? Oh, his name is Michael. Michael, we love you. Falcons fall in love. Tamper. Now all of a sudden you got a guy who's going to be watching Michael Penix take all the first team reps in OTAs. And those players are going to know. They're going to be like, dang, this guy's good. And he is. This isn't about Michael Penix. It's about having a strategy. And I think the Falcons' strategy is flawed. All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk to Robert Horry as LeBron played his last game as a Laker. If you're the Lakers, do you have to draft LeBron James' son? That'll be coming up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand, it's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products, it's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.
Jokic has it in the paint. Murray dunked on LeBron. Hey, LeBron James, get the hell out of the way.
Courtesy of Altitude Radio Network, Jamal Murray had two dunks of the 48 field goals he made in the series. Two of those field goals won the game. That's your play of the day, post play of the day here.
Seems excessive.
Yeah.
LeBron James, get the hell out of the way.
I know.
I don't know if that's necessary.
Robert Horry, Lakers commentator for Spectrum Sportsnet, seven-time NBA champ, three with the Lakers, joins us on the program. How you feeling today?
Feeling good, brother. How are you, man? Good to see you.
Good to see you. When Nuggets had the ball, game tied, what were you thinking?
Trap. That's what I was thinking. Trap and rotate. You know, that's the thing. When you got shooters like Murray, and he can be bad one, two, three, those quarters, but that fourth quarter, he comes alive. And for me, you get the ball out of the most dangerous man hand. And I'm a strong believer in that. And a lot of people like to say that's old school basketball, but make someone else be the superstar. Make someone else knock down a big shot. Get it out of the head of the snake's hand. And the Lakers didn't do it. They were just content with switching.
Well, I wondered about that. And you're saying that they should have forced somebody other than Jamal Murray to take that shot. So you would have been comfortable if Joker ended up with the ball with the game on the line.
No, in that situation, you got Joker and Murray in a pick and roll. As soon as you see that pick and roll, the backside defense should be talking, I'm gone. We used to call it, amazingly, Denver, where you run over and you trap the ball and someone else stays on the big and you make someone else beat you. And you got to think about it. It's 3 seconds left to go on the clock. And guys are looking at the clock on the from the other end of the floor. And you say, hey, go. And then you square up because that 3 seconds, you got to pass it. You got to, that trap makes you go further away from the offense. There's so many things that can happen in that play, but you got to say, guys are too good now, one on one. It doesn't matter if you put the best defender in the NBA on them or the worst defender. Guys are going to get buckets.
All right. Lakers moving forward. What would you do in the offseason?
You know what? It's, for me, is make sure these guys come back. I think you need to run it back. And
with everybody?
With everybody. I know a lot of people are down on D-Lo's. A lot of people are down on all these guys. I think D-Lo learned something this season, that he can be a player in this league if he wants to play defense. And that's the thing. If you watch D-Lo, when he wants to play defense, he can play defense. And I think with this team, you know, if D-Lo gets high, he had a great season, and LeBron comes back. But the key is, if you bring that core back, you have to make AD the focal point. You have to. You know, LeBron has to take a back seat. AR, all these guys have to take a back seat, because tell me what guy in the league can stop AD? Nobody. So you go with that advantage.
Well, look, he had a good year this year.
Mm-hmm.
If you would have said he's going to play 75 games, I would have been like, there is no way. But
well, now, I made a bet with some friends of mine that he would play 75 games because I believed him, because I looked at his body coming into this season. He looked really good. He had no belly. You know, a lot, that's how you can tell if guys worked out. They got a little pooch. You know, they got a little fluffiness. He had no fluffiness coming into the season.
Well, can I get that season again from him? Can LeBron give me that season again? Can, like, that's what I'm concerned about, Robert, is no. they had a good year this year.
Yeah.
It's just they ran into the team that they can't get by.
Yeah, they nemesis, but they found a way to contend with that. And so now you're looking like, okay, this is how we beat this team. This is the formula. LeBron, I know you're going to be, what, 40?
Yeah, but Robert, are the Lakers better than Minnesota?
You know what? I think so. And the reason it is you don't look at records all the time. You look at matchups. And when you look at matchups, you got guys like Rui who has a big body. That I'm not going to say he can stop Ant-Man because he's playing amazing. That can stay in front. That can handle that strength. You know, meet force with force. And that's what this is about. Can you meet force with force? And think about it. Every time Lakers play Minnesota, Gobert can't stop AD. Cat can't stop AD. And that's the biggest key. You know, and I think Cat, he's become a three-point shooter. So you don't have to worry about that post-up aspect. So you can put Rui on him. And so the matchups are perfect. It's all about matchups.
Yep. What's LeBron do?
You know, I think LeBron, with all the projects he have going out here in L.A., I think he's going to use that leverage to get one last big contract. And I know a lot of people are saying, oh, he wants to play with Bronny. He wants to do this. You know, I think with Bronny, you know, I know he's in the portal now, depending on what he's going to do. But I think he's going to stay. Because at the end of the day, you look at all – let's take James Harden, for instance, you know. He set a record today making 30 points on 5 different teams. Do you really want that a part of your legacy? Jumping from team to team to team. You think about the greats, you know, Kobe, Dirk, you know, Tim. These guys didn't jump from team to team. They stayed on one team. You know, LeBron has been on three teams, and I don't think he wants that to be a part of his legacy.
Okay, but do the Lakers have to draft his son?
No, they don't. You know, at the end of the day, the Lakers are about winning basketball. Now, if you have a slot, and let's be honest, this draft, it ain't the best draft. There's no dominant number one player. There's no dominant top five players. It could go anyway. You know, because of the draft is so weak, you draft him. You know, you drafted him. Because, you know, I watched him play. You know, my son and him play against each other. Sarah Canyon, Harvard Westlake. I've seen him play. The guy's athletic as heck. He can play. You know, he's a great defender. So he could be a project player. I'm not saying he's going to come in the league and set the league on fire. But if he does play, he does leave to go to the NBA. Someone can take a project player because that's what he's going to be. Because he's not ready yet because he still, you know, needs to learn the game like a lot of these guys coming into the draft.
He's Robert Horry, the Lakers commentator for Spectrum Sportsnet. How good are the Nuggets?
The Nuggets are real good, but you do see a flaw in their armor, and that's their bench. And, you know, with Murray having to play so many, you know, Jokic, you know, that's the first time last night I saw Jokic look like out of wits. He had so many turnovers. He didn't go to the free throw line. It was so many things. So I know he tweaked this ankle earlier in the series. Is that affecting him? But I think this next series is going to be the test. You know, other than that, I'm not worried about anybody else in the West but Minnesota when it comes to beating Denver, because I think Minnesota, they give them problems with their size and their strength and their athleticism, and that's the only team that's going to give Denver Nuggets problems. But I see there is a chink in the armor.
Yeah, I agree. I agree that Minnesota's dangerous, and it's all about matchups. Who does Jokic remind you of?
Sabonis. Not the young Sabonis, the old Sabonis.
Arvydas
Sabonis. You know, the thing is, you have to watch Arvydas when he was young, not the Portland Sabonis, because his athleticism was amazing. You know, you got to see little snippets of him. And when he came into the league in Portland, you know, he was killing it. His ability to pass, you know, that behind-the-back pass that that Jokic did the other night, Sabonis was doing that to Damon Stoudemire every time on the post. It was the most unique pass that you would ever see. And I just think, you know, with Jokic, the way his ability to knock down threes and rebound, and he, you know, he can't jump over a curve, but somehow he knows how to position himself, put himself in the right position to get rebounds. You know, like Dennis Rodman. You know, Dennis Rodman can jump, but he was that guy that he knew exactly when that ball hit the rim where it was going to go, and he went to that spot and got the rebound.
Going forward, a better chance to win a title, the Warriors or the Suns?
That's a trick question, man. The Warriors are they're an aging dynasty, and well, you can't count out Steph. And it all depends on Klay, man. You know, I look at Klay's health, man, and I love Klay. He was one of those quote-unquote two-way players that you just admire when he plays a game. But his body is just, you know, it's letting him down. And you know, the volatility of Draymond, you don't know what's going to go on with that. But I think when you got a gunner like Steph, you get a big, you know, a big that could, you know, anchor their back, you know, get some rebounds, play some defense, block some shots. I think they can run it back because they're an undersized team. Draymond can't do all that anymore. He can't block the shot. He can get the rebounds, but he can't block the shot. So when you have a shot blocker that can protect guys when they press up on them like that, I think they can run it back. So I will say the Warriors. The Suns, they just – I think they're getting ready to probably have a coaching change, which would be wrong. They're going to try – they make the big three make too much money, so they can't get any players in there. They're just – they're going to be in a shambles for the next couple of years.
Okay, but could you see Durant saying, let me go someplace else?
You know, it's almost the reverse of what I said about, you know, James going, but I don't think Durant minds. You know, he wants to win. He's trying to find the right location.
But like if I said Miami, hey.
Ooh. That would be nice right there. He went to Miami because I think, you know, one of the things we don't talk about with Durant is his ability to play defense. And I think Durant, he would buy into the quote-unquote Heat culture. And think about it. Miami really doesn't have a prolific scorer. I know Jimmy Buckets can get, but that's not who he is. He just likes to play the game and take what's given to him. If you put him on that team, now you got a new king of the East.
Yeah, and I don't know anything. I don't have any knowledge. Nobody told me anything. I just wondered.
Sure.
If I'm KD. No, if I'm KD,
uh-huh.
I don't like this mix with Phoenix.
Mm-mm.
Frank Vogel's got like, what, 4 or 5 more years left on that contract. Bradley Beal is always nice in a Wizard uniform, but now you're playing in big games. And, yeah. I mean, Devin Booker, can you trade Devin Booker? Would Devin Booker want to be traded? Maybe you get some assets there?
You know, Devin Booker is, to me, one of the great players in this game that doesn't go talked about, you know, because he's in Phoenix. And it's weird because if you think about guys who can score at every point on the floor, post up, mid-range, three, he can do it all. But because he hasn't been able to get over that hump, you know, they've been to the finals and they weren't able to get over that hump. It's just like they forget about him. But I think he is a valuable asset. And whoever gets him, if he goes anywhere, but I don't think he wants to go anywhere because he has all those cars in Phoenix. He likes riding in Phoenix. He can't do that in New York. He can't do that in Miami. So that's a perfect place for him so he can really love those cars. So I don't think he's going to go anywhere.
He could go to Utah. He could go to Utah. There's plenty of space out there to drive your car around if that's the case.
Yeah, but he has no supporting cast. I think it's going to get him to the promised land.
Do you believe in the Knicks?
You know, I do not. I think, you know, Brunson is a hell of a scorer and he's doing what he did, but I think at the end of the day, they need some size. They're not big enough, you know, with a healthy Embiid, you know, and with them being able to play, I think it'd have been a different story, but who knows though? You know, sometimes you might be able to have that 3-guard front, you know, and get past it. But I just think they're too little at the end of the day.
Always great to talk to you. Thank you, Robert.
Yeah, my pleasure.
I hate saying it, but have a nice offseason.
It's good.
Sorry.
And let you know, I hung my Gary jersey. So I hung it in my atrium.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Finally.
Because you talked so bad about me.
Well, you had it there, but you didn't hang it. I just thought.
I had to hang it. You know, I thought about you when I was hanging it.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, sir.
That's Robert Horry, Lakers commentator for Spectrum Sportsnet. 7-time NBA champ, won 3 of those with the Lakers. Yeah, let's unpack some of this here. If I'm Durant, I'd probably say, you know what? Let's explore something here. Because he's, what, 36? He'll be 37, maybe? LeBron is going to stay for a couple of years. Do you draft his son? Probably. Yeah. How old is KD, Marv?
He's 35.
35? Okay. Maybe an older 35.
Yes,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Banged up a little bit there. Let me get a couple of phone calls in here. Brandon in Wisconsin. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Sure.
Hey, guys. So I'd like to make my case for Jordan Love being a top 5 quarterback. So I feel like maybe it's because of the draft and all the new shiny toys that are coming out, mm-hmm. but it seems like everybody's kind of forgetting about Jordan Love. I mean, the kid was top 5 in most, you know, important stats last year, not to mention brought him almost 2 playoff victories against teams we should have never been in the game against. So I don't know. Again, I think it's just being around draft time.
Okay, but give me your top 5 then, Brandon.
Well, you got to go Mahomes, got to go Burrow. But then you run into, like, do you take Justin Herbert or you take Jordan Love?
Right now, I would take Justin Herbert.
I mean...
And I'm going to put Lamar in there, and I'm going to put Josh Allen in there.
You have a conversation, don't you?
Well, I've said that Jordan Love is a top 10 quarterback, and that's after one season. So it like, I'm fine with that, and you should be fine with that. Once you get into the top 5, now all of a sudden it's like, hey, you got to win. You got to win consistently. I mean, that's what we're asking. Josh Allen, take the next step. Joe Burrow, can you get back to the Super Bowl? Lamar Jackson, you got to go further in the playoffs. Justin Herbert, you had a meltdown second half against Jacksonville in the play. Like, that's what goes along with the territory. And Jordan Love's got to be ready to be able to step up every time when you have those moments. And he's only played 1 year. And the second half, he didn't play well in the first part of the year, but second half, he played really, really well. You beat Dallas, and look, you could have won that next game as well. Played well. You get no arguments here. But I would say, let's just get into the top 10. Don't have to, you know, leapfrog everybody. It's okay. Do it this year. Then you got a chance to be in the top five. Hunter in Missouri. Hi, Hunter. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP. Appreciate you guys taking my call. Second time, long time. I joined the Dead Dads Club last week. So wanted to call in and welcome myself to the club. And then this commercial that you guys were talking about earlier. I'm on board to get this thing off air however I can be. It has been a topic of discussion in my house since we first saw it. It's the worst commercial ever. And then I just wanted to say thank you to you guys, man. Like, times like these make you appreciate the little things, and you guys just bring levity and joy into my life every day. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Hunter. And welcome to the Dead Dads Club. Marvin, could you play the commercial that Hunter is bothered by, the Oklahoma City Thunder?
And I'm thanking you for knowing exactly what a pro wants, what a pro needs, whatever makes me happy, sets me free.
Good. A little bit flat. We'll get better.
AT&T provides proactive...
I think Chet Holmgren thinks he nailed it. I think that might be part of the problem.
Because I think they kind of did nail it. But... whilst also not.
Wait, what do you mean? Like, were they good at bad?
I think that it isn't necessarily them that's flawed. They executed the commercial exactly the way it was supposed to be done. It's just a flawed commercial.
Well, wait a minute. They could sing better.
Yeah, but then they wouldn't be able to be like, oh, it's a little flat, but then it'd be a different
commercial. But then you just dap each other and you go, killed it.
Yeah.
Nailed it. Yes, Todd.
But Chet also had some nerdy hand gestures at the end of that. It's just on top of the bad singing. It was just brutal. And it's way too
much. Wasn't he doing like Pitbull or something?
Nerdy? What are you talking about? That was Riz right there. That's what the young kid said.
He's like pointing to himself at the end with his thumb. I don't know. It's weird.
And I'm thanking you.
What a pro one.
I'm never going to listen to you when you say something's not cool, Todd. Just saying.
He has his finger on the pulse.
You're the last I'm going to go to when the... Is that cool?
I think I'm more bothered by the Wingstop. No flex zone. No flex zone. No flex zone. A commercial that's over and over again. If you watch any NBA, you must have seen the commercial 1,000 times. That's the second that it goes to a commercial, you run out of the room. It's a Wingstop commercial, and they just say no flex. A guy's playing Jenga or something. I don't know how you guys not know what I'm talking about.
Hmm. It's funny, though, because we all know the AT&T one, but I can't even think of this other one.
Either. Yeah,
Marvin knows what I'm talking about.
I do.
It's funny how it doesn't
stick. I'm going to try to get it.
All right, let me take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand. It's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products. It's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.
Ryan Reynolds is going to join us on the program tomorrow. He's a big-time star. Rob McElhenney, Always Sunny in Philadelphia. They, of course, are the co-owners of Wrexham. And very successful. And a new season of that documentary on their soccer club. Yes, Paul?
It's about time Ryan Reynolds caught a break, man.
Yeah.
Good things never happen to that guy.
No. Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary, it's extra easy. Full remote access to your vehicle from your phone. The vehicle all electric, the feeling all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ. Once again, the news we got from the morning shoot around, Joel Embiid did not take part due to a migraine. He's already battling a couple of other issues there. And you're going into the Garden tonight, where the Knicks are favored by 4. Jim in Palm Springs. Hi, Jim. What do you have for me today?
Hey, good morning, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah. Hey, a couple of quick takes. I heard your Jack Daniels fiasco yesterday.
Okay.
Easy way around that. Seton probably knows very well, and this is my longstanding little way I get around that is half pint of Jack Daniels, stick it down the front of your pants, get a large Diet Coke, and you're good for the whole show.
Well, thank you, Jim. I didn't even think, I don't have Jack and Coke. I just thought, you know what, I got to stay up. This is probably going to end at around 10:30, 11, and I just thought, give me some little caffeine. So I thought Jack and Coke. I went double Jack and Coke, and then it tasted so good that I went double Jack and Coke again. Second half of the concert, Billy Joel. Yes, Tom?
He's singing Captain Jack, and that got you in the mood for that particular beverage?
Maybe.
Is that possible?
Maybe. That's a good point.
Subconscious?
Marvin did find the commercial that Fritzy says is worse than the Shea Gilgis Chet Holmgren commercial.
No flex, zone. No flex, zone. They know better. They know better. Wanna go?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I think they run it every commercial break when the NBA goes to a commercial.
NBA on TNT?
Yeah, it's a Wingstop commercial, and a guy's playing Jenga with his family, and they're trying to taunt him with chicken sandwiches and wings so that he'll mess up the Jenga.
It's a Ray Schremmerd song.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, that's wild. Yeah. This day in sports history, Paulie, what do you have for him?
Just a couple, Dan. Lou Gehrig, 1939, played his last game.
Overrated.
Too soon. Way too soon. He had played 2,130 consecutive games. Bell Martell was the first licensed state boxing official in California. First American woman to referee a prize fight. 1940. How about that? Never heard of that woman. Milwaukee Bucks beat the Baltimore Bullets in the 4th straight game of a championship series. 1971. That's Lou Alcindor.
Yep, and Oscar Robertson.
1993, Monica Seles was stabbed in the back by Gunther Porsche. Porsche had run on the court after her match and stabbed Seles in the upper back.
Yeah.
Went to jail.
On this date, 1956, the trade that changed basketball. The Hawks traded the rights to Bill Russell to Boston for Ed McCauley and Cliff Hagan.
Even trade.
Yeah. Although Easy Ed McCauley and Cliff Hagan were really good players. Bill Russell going to the Celtics. You know, I can't imagine what that was like when Red Auerbach would call you up. Like, at some point, did you just say, tell him I'm not here? Because it wasn't going to go well for you. Like when Jerry West would call you up and say, hey, got a deal for you. So wait a minute. We get Vade and you get the rights to Kobe. Yeah. Okay. Larry Johnson and Alonzo Mourning in 1998, the Knicks game 4 scuffle with the Heat, and that's when Jeff Van Gundy was holding on to Alonzo Mourning's leg. I love Van Gundy, but how much money would he pay for us to like wipe that from our minds? Yeah. Let me see. So we got that. We got final results of the poll question there, Seton.
How many more years does LeBron James continue to play? 2 is the massive winner. However, other than that, people say 1. 3 or more is getting 15% of the vote.
All right.
Seems optimistic.
Aggressive. Yeah. Cody in Oceanside. Hi, Code. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Dan. How you doing?
Great, Code.
So I love the growth of the Dead Dads Club growing pretty well. And I don't know if you remember, but I've called the past couple years to see if you're going to join us in the self-proclaimed Dead Dads Golf Club. Called last year, we're doing it in Carlsbad, but this year we're going to do it in Arizona and seeing if you're going to join.
How many people are going to participate in the Dead Dads Club Open?
We just got a foursome going right now, but I'd call it a tournament.
I don't know if you can call it a tournament if there's only a foursome there, Cody.
It's starting out.
Okay. Starting out. All right, well, let me know when it grows. When it grows, you know, we get up to like, 15, 20 foursomes, then maybe I'll make an appearance there. Dead Dad's Club. T-shirt available at danpatrick.com. By the way, thank you. I hope that everybody enjoys their Mother's Day, everybody who took part in Dan's deals, and you got it in time. You'll get everything delivered to you, and let us know if there's any issues there. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Robert Ory believes LeBron will stay with the Lakers at least one more year and thinks KD to the Heat would be nice.
Nice. Seton.
A lot of annoying commercials these days.
Marvin.
Seton needs breakfast.
Paulie.
What a girl wants.
Todd, what did I learn?
We all learned you once played hoops with a guy named Tommy who hurt his wrist and then started limping.
Yes, he did. I said, you hurt your wrist. You're limping. Looking to get more out of your car wash? Meguiar's, the new hybrid ceramic wash and wax. You'll love it. Boost protection with extreme water beating technology. The next time you wash your car or truck, Meguiar's reflect your passion. Once again, Ryan Reynolds, Rob McElhenney tomorrow on the program. Hope you'll join us. We'll recap all the NBA, including the Knicks and the 76ers. For Todd, Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly. Have yourself a great day, everybody.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand. It's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products. It's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.